I've just been really excited the last week knowing that we were having leaders meeting today, because it is a really great time to come together and to share our desires and share what God is working in our hearts. And when we bring that together, it really empowers us and it really strengthens us and gives us the ability to really expect from God, you know, especially when we hear testimonies of what God is doing and how them testimonies or what people have been praying for over the last couple of months, and now we're seeing them testimonies unfold. What we're seeing from when this started at the beginning of the year to January to now, halfway through the year, and just seeing the growth and the inspiration and the love and the joy within people's hearts. I've just been really, really excited. And for me, you know, I was really reflecting on the last 6 months and when we started the leaders meeting in January, of how it really was worked in Lawrence's heart about us manifesting heaven, you know, manifesting heaven here on earth. And for my life, I am manifesting heaven. I am truly blessed and inspired by what God is doing. And a lot of you have shared today about the little things or the big things, you know, and how much our words and our actions are seized. And when we go to God and we give Him our desires, you know, everything everyone has shared tonight, it truly fits like a hand in a glove. And we are encouragers, you know, we are motivators. And when we're being led and inspired by that Spirit, God is truly able to do a mighty, mighty work in ourselves and then in the people around us and in our countries. And for me, my desire, from listening to, 2 seconds. It's just loading my noise from when I had to shut the door. And it was distracting me, and I didn't want no distractions. So yeah, basically, from manifesting heaven at the beginning of the year to what God is doing now is really showing me how powerful and how great God is when we let Him work. You know, when we give Him our desires and we let Him do the things that He wants to do in our life. So for the main thing is praying for the laborers. You know, my heart's desire above all things, there's two really big desires that I have in my life, and I've had since January. They've been huge. And the first one has been me and Danny to have our own home, to have our own house. We have a flat, but to have our own house, you know, with a garden and bedrooms where we're able to host people and just a place away from this environment that we've been living in for the last 7 years. So that, on my own personal level, has been a real strong desire, and that is lifted to God, and I know He is bringing that to pass. He's already brought it to pass, you know, I see that in the now. But the second desire is truly the laborers, you know, to pray for the laborers, to ask God to send the laborers that are ready and hungry and are going to move. Because when we see people's lives change, you know, for me, last year I prayed for a laborer. I said, God, give me a laborer. I listened to the instruction from Lawrence, you know, because he was speaking as the words from God, and I then prayed for a laborer. And as I prayed for that laborer, that's when Helen came, you know, just out of the blue. It was really random. We don't even know how she started coming here, but this woman is truly moving in signs, miracles, and wonders. She is truly moving with the power of God, and she is seeing great, great things in her life. And sometimes when we have that one, or we have another one, we can get a little bit complacent, or we can think, oh yeah, that's all God has. No, not at all, you know. God has shown me, He showed me back in January of 2022, when Lawrence was talking about manifesting heaven, God showed me, when I closed my eyes, hundreds and thousands of people, you know, really coming to God, loving God, moving in the direction of God, being inspired by God. And then the other week, it was like 2 weeks ago, I went up and I shared with Lawrence that I was in my bathroom and I was really praying for the laborers and I was really asking God for that one. And again, I had that vision of a multitude, you know, and I'm not praying for a multitude of people. I'm praying for one that is equivalent to a million. So Helen is one equivalent to a million. And she is ready to spot her in fellowship. She is around many, many people. She had a very big influence with many, many people. She's worked and been with people who have had horses her whole life. She's had some real traumatic experience, some really great experiences, and she's a real lovable, awesome woman, and people just want to be around her and want to be a part of her life. So she is a very big influence to many people, and she's ready to have her own fellowship. She's ready to pray, like me and Danny have been encouraging her to pray for her own laborers now, and to see what God is going to do in her life, because he's going to do something big. But for me, when Helen came along, and then she started bringing other people along, I could have got very complacent and thought, well, yeah, this is it. No, God gave me a vision of multitudes of people. He gave me visions of people from the north to the east, to the south to the west of the UK, come in to the one true God, come in from religion, coming from idols, coming from their own way of living, coming from hopelessness to hope. And there is no way in my own strength I'm able to make that happen. But what I am able to do, with the desire that is burning within my heart above anything I've ever desired, you know, even above even having a family, my desire has been to pray for them laborers since January, to really ask God to send forth his laborers, people who are ready, who could be encouraged, and then go and encourage others and go and be free to start their own fellowship, so that we can see this multiplication spread about the whole of the United Kingdom, spread about the world. You know, Lawrence shared it last week and the week before. You know, the word over the world starts here, right from your home, right from your front door, the word over the world. And I really, when Lawrence told me that at the beginning of the year, I really believed that with my whole heart. Like, there was no doubt whatsoever. And even though in a year, it may seem like it's just Helen in a sense, I see hundreds of people, I see thousands of people, I see God's plan coming to pass, because I know, like Jim shared, when our prayers come up, go up, his blessings come down. And when we let our requests are known to him, he truly will grant it. And when we're doing the other things that he's expecting from us, you know, like the honouring him, and it's not even that he really expects it, but is that when we do it, God knows when we do it, we get the benefit from it. So our honouring God, our being led by that Spirit, or being inspired to read our Word, doing whatever God inspires us to heart, that inspires in our heart, and really to pray for that labourer, you know. And God is sending. He's already sent. He's already sent over and above that I could ever imagine in a labourer. And now he's continuing to flow. He's continuing to send. And it's just absolutely fantastic. It's awesome. I'm just so thankful to God and his movement in my life. Because going back 3 years ago, I would have never even had the confidence to pray for a labourer. I would have never even had the confidence to think God was going to bring people to my home for me and Danny to be able to encourage with the words God had given us to encourage, you know. I wouldn't have had the confidence. I wasn't a very confident person. But God has infused that confidence within me. God has changed me. God has cleansed me from the inside out. And the last 6 months, the last year, the last 2 years is continuing. It has just been awesome. You know, each and every one of you on here are called for a mighty purpose. We all have a mighty plan, and none of us should be looking at distractions. None of us should be using distractions or using reasoning of what's stopping us from moving from God, because the only people who are stopping us from actually moving from God is ourselves. And I have been born again for 12 years, and it's only been the last 3 years that I have been fully persuaded. And I have made the dedicated decision not to let anything or anyone, my husband, my family, my job, nothing, distract me from what God is doing. Yes, we have things that we have to do in our life with children. I appreciate people who've got children and work and all of these other things. But the more we use excuses and the more we have reasoning behind why we can't do something, the more we're going to stay where we are. We're never going to be able to move forward. So when I made the dedicated decision in 2019 that if somebody was going to ask me to speak in tongues or to prophesy, I was going to open my mouth and do it without hesitation, because I knew it was God. If somebody, when God inspires Lawrence to instruct me to do something, I'm going to do it, because I made the dedicated decision I was going to do it, because I knew it wasn't the words from Lawrence, it's the words from God. And when I act upon them words, I see great results every single time. I am so at peace, I am so thankful, I am so blessed and humble, more than I have ever been in my whole 34 years of being alive. You know, there is literally no stopping me. 1,000 people could come to me and tell me praying for the labourers isn't right, or doing this isn't right, or I shouldn't do that. And there would be no doubt in my mind whatsoever not to do that. Because God has spoken it, God has said it, and the more that I'm hearing from God, the more I'm making a dedicated effort to do the things God's putting in my heart, the more I'm seeing great and mighty results, the more I'm seeing God go exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think. And there are lots of things that will try and come up and distract us, you know. I have a very worldly family, and their thoughts, opinions and emotions and lifestyle does try to distract me. You know, the enemy can use people. Kim said it, Paul's thorn in his flesh was people. And people can try and even the closest people to us who we think we need to serve and love and do things for, they can be the biggest distraction. So if there's people around you, or situations around you, that is distracting you from what God is instructing you to do, the best thing for you to do is pull away. The best thing for you to do is withdraw from that situation. Because if you don't, if you continue thinking you're doing a good thing, or continue thinking that is what God wants you to do, you will stay where you are. So, I know I'm talking about distractions, but I have loads of distractions going on at home at the moment. It was a bit of a wrong time calling, sorry. So I'm sorry if it's been a bit up and down. But God is faithful. He's faithful to do everything we request of Him. Faithful to do everything that He has said. And the more we continue to look to Him, and the more we continue to put our trust in Him, the more He is able to show us things that we would never even know is possible. So I am very thankful for this leaders meeting. I am very thankful to be able to manifest heaven, because in my eyes, I am manifesting heaven. In my eyes, there are no sickness and disease that can be a part of me or any of my family. There is no lie that can speak louder than God, because I cast down every imagination that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of God, you know. And I have made the decision that God is the only way. So when God is the only way, everything else is perfect. Everything is perfect. And I am living my perfect life. And I'm waiting. I'm not even waiting anymore. I'm here. I'm living in my nice, big, beautiful house. I see my table full of labourers. I see people coming from the north to the east, to the south, to the west. And it's no longer a vision. It's in manifestation, in my heart, in my mind, and in my life. You know, I've gone from praying in the past, praying in the future, to expecting the now. And the now is, I am living in a beautiful house that has belonged to God, that He has given to me and Danny. I have many labourers, and God is continuing to open mighty doors of utterance that me and my husband are walking through. And yeah, if you need to get rid of some stuff in your life, don't be afraid to. Don't be afraid to let the distractions go. Just keep standing on that. Even if it's one word that you've received from God, one word, you know, move on that one word and expect great and mighty things from your Heavenly Father, because He is waiting on our expectations to move. So I love you. I'm excited to hear what the rest of you got to say. And here's my husband.